All right, day 13, make an impact. Did you know, think of it this way, there's nothing that God ever made that doesn't serve a purpose. It doesn't serve a reason for it existing. And when you think about your life and my life, you were made to be and to do something. Most people's life, the average life is roughly 75 years, at least for guys. Women live longer, probably because they're a little bit smarter. But most people, if you were to break that down, you know, you go to high school, and maybe you go to college or not, you get out maybe 20 years old, and then maybe you have that 50 year plus year window. Now, a lot of people don't get that. But the reality is that you and I only have the life that we have today. We are not guaranteed tomorrow. We don't know how many years we have. But the truth is, it's not about the length of time, it's about what you do with the time you have. So it's about living intentionally. And so this day, today's day about making an impact, is trying to challenge you to think about your waking up and what you do for work, what you're doing with the people that you love, what you're doing with the people and everything that's in your circle. It matters because you were designed to make an impact somewhere. It doesn't matter. I'm not saying you're meant to be famous and you were meant to have a lot of money. All of those things are neat and cool, but they're only a platform for a purpose. And I don't know where your ceiling is. I don't know where God has your ceiling. Only, you know, that's between you and God. But I know I want my life to matter. I've been with people at the end of their life. A few weeks ago, was in the hospital right here in Phoenix as somebody was breathing their last breath, as the family gathered around and they talked about what she did, what she meant, the text message that she had sent to her grandchildren. She lived a full life and she served the Lord, had her ups and downs, but she was at the end. There was nothing else she could do. Look, if you're watching this, that means there's still time to make an impact. And so why is it that people tend to not make an impact? Because there's a lot of people that, I don't know, I think you would agree with me, you meet certain people, you're like, man, they could have done so much with their lives, but they didn't. I don't want to die and be 60% of the man I could have been, and I don't want you to die and be 50 or 60% of the woman or the man that you could have been. But why is it that people don't end up making an impact? Well, the primary reason is that we get off in life, happens to all of us, on the why. Why are we doing this? Now, a why could be because I want to, you know, make money, but why? Why do you want to have money? Well, I want to have money so I can provide for my family, but why? Why? So asking these why questions and defining a bigger purpose for your life is critical, because if you don't have a reason to do it, you'll find a reason not to do it. There's got to be something inside of you, and I will say this. I've met a lot of successful people in every piece of life, whether they were a school teacher, administrator, whether there was somebody who ran a home daycare, and they massively influenced for decades, or a billionaire. One thing all these people have in common, and you got to write this down and put it in your heart, every one of them had a sense of mission. They had a sense that their life mattered, and your life matters. It's not about your occupation. It's not about where you started. It's not about how much money you have, or even what the influence you have, what you think you have right now. You have to wake up with a sense of mission. And when you don't feel it, you got to remind yourself sometimes that I have a purpose. I have a sense of mission. You have an identity, you know, and then your income follows, and then your influence. All of those three pieces and components are who God made you to be. You know, life's a lot bigger than what you buy or just the people you hang out with or just your experiences. Those are nice. But there's a bigger purpose for your life. Press into God and start defining a bigger why in your life, and you will make a greater impact. I can't wait to see you tomorrow.